Yeah, you're there. Are we on?
The Chris Moyle Show.
Yeah, just about.
Live from Germany. International Radio 1.
Guten Morgen, Jacka and Joel.
Ah, guten Morgen, Chris, Herr Dave.
Guten Morgen, ich bin 15 Jahre alt.
Yeah.
You what?
Dunno.
He's 15 years old, that's all I can remember.
You're 15 years old?
Yeah, that's what I remember from school.
Why would you need the phrase, he's 15 years old,
Let's
in your vocabulary?
Not even go anywhere near that.
Yeah. Officer.
I enjoyed your show this morning.
Oh, we... you, hang on, you've just got up, haven't you?
No.
Got on in the villa.
Have you?
Yeah, or the chalet.
I enjoyed Americanos.
Oh, do you know what? I loved it.
Blue jeans and chinos.
And Pepsi and... what's after that? Pepsi and what?
Shirley.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means, Dave. I'm too young.
You're 24.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Pepsi and Shirley? Was that some kind of fizzy pop? So is it all going well back there? Are we missing anything?
You missed it. I was babysitting your girlfriend yesterday.
So I believe.
Yeah.
I tell you what, all she does is moan about going to the same pub all the time, and then last night when I'm not there, she goes to the pub with all her mates.
Thing is, I left really early, and she stayed in the pub all night with her girly friends.
Man.
I've got some news for you, actually.
Go on.
All of your mates that go to the same pub in your area, all of their girlfriends think exactly the same.
What, so as soon as we're away, they all go there?
No, they just think it's, you know, they want to find a new pub, but you're right, as soon as you go away, they all go there anyway, so they just need to shut up.
Yeah.
I was looking at pictures on the website.
Go on.
It looks amazing where you are.
Okay, what do you class as the... Why do you term amazing?
No, it looks like it's like a little farmhouse.
Right.
All right, and the fact that you're doing an outside broadcast from a kitchen, that's what it looks like.
No, the kitchen is to the left of us. I am in the corner where you put the telly. But it's not a telly.
We couldn't put the telly there, actually, because there's a great big heater there. Or stove.
In my head, I've got you with a desk in front of you, no chair, sat on a telly.
Well, we'll get the webcam working, and then you can have a look.
Oh, you know what I'm like with computers.
You're not far off, though, Jason, to be honest with you.
Really?
I'm next to the drinks cabinet here.
That's a good morning.
I wouldn't stand that too hard, Dave. Yeah.
I think that hinge is knackered.
Really? How's the German beer?
The German beer?
Gassy.
Yeah. Sweet.
And the German girls?
Gassy.
Yeah, and sweet.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris. Oh.
How's Reese getting on?
Reese is all right, actually.
Yeah?
He's doing okay. He's, Reese doesn't really drink, so...
He's currently demolishing the buffet.
Yeah.
He just
breakfast.
Eats, doesn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah, like a machine.
A fag in one hand and a roll in the other.
Nice. Yeah, don't get confused.
He'll have a cigarette after seven as well.
any fallouts yet?
No, not really. Alan's peed me off a little bit.
Why?
Just because he is. For no massive reason, just he's irritating me.
Because he's Welsh?
No. Just he's irritating.
It's not just that.
The other night he decided to, He wanted to come, he wanted to watch television, right? So, I come back to our chalet to find him literally plonked on our couch watching TV. And I'm like, you don't watch TV in your own room?
I bet it was Will and Grace as well, wasn't it?
So it was Big Brother, I think.
Oh, right.
Or Big Brother. I mean, no, he's all right, I suppose. But no one's really, everyone's a bit tired today, but no one's really too narky yet.
Yeah, my bet was on, Dave and Carrie falling out, and JK went for Chris and Rachel.
No, we've been all right so far, haven't we?
Yeah, we haven't argued at all. Not yet. There's still time, I suppose.
Oh, yeah,
but
it's early.
We're all getting on well.
It's early days. I think Rachel and I have penciled in a row for Tuesday next week.
Oh, I've got it in as Wednesday.
No, Tuesday.
No.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
See what we did there.
You should see it. You should see Dominic's poor little face.
Oh.
Every morning when you say, good morning, we're in Germany.
Oh, I do feel sorry for him.
I saw his boss yesterday and I called him Scrooge and I don't think he took it very well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not joking. I thought, what have you done? Seriously, we were sat outside the Clippy because it was really nice. It's really nice and warm here, obviously. So we sat outside the Clippy and Rod walks past and Joel goes, all right, Scrooge. I
thought, yeah. Are you the nasty man who let Dominic go to Germany? He ignored me.
But he is, though.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not taking a fall for it. I wanted Dominic to come. I've had big rounds with everybody about it.
I agree with Rod, unfortunately.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Absolutely.
What's to do with cost?
Oh, no, I don't agree with the cost thing. No, no. I'm more of the news journalist side of it.
So how do you justify Carrie being here and Dominic staying?
World Cup is sport, maybe?
Sport news.
Sport.
See, sport news, isn't it? It's not the news from the world of sport.
We could debate this, though, for another 6 months, couldn't we now?
Well, we can't, because we've got to do the news.
Right, okay. Mm.
With the man that we're debating.
Yeah.
You there, you there,
hello.
Dominic?
Hello, Germany.
Is this uncomfortable for you?
It's a bit odd, to be honest with you.
It's a little bit odd.
We're sitting here on national radio calling your boss a Scrooge.
Discussing whether you should or shouldn't be here.
Yeah,
which you're not.
I'm staying out of, obviously, that argument. Yeah.
I think as a token gesture, they could send you out for a few days.
Hmm, first class. Yeah.
With his P45.
I agree.
Do you know what? I wouldn't worry about the first class.
No.
Because we noticed the difference between first class and economy on the way out here, which is you get a little, what can only be described as a Velcro serviette on the back of your head bit of your seat.
Nice.
And you get offered a meal. And that's the only difference.
It's not worth paying the difference, is it, really?
You were at the other side of the curtain, though.
I wouldn't say that, Dom. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm not sitting in the back with all the poor people.
Sure,
please.
Sure.
My reputation to keep up.
Man of the people.
When you get on a plane, never turn right. Mind you had to want this one, unless you wanted to fly the thing.
Yeah, you're going
to
be in the cockpit.
Yeah.
Anyway, JK and Joel, thank you.
Thank you.
See you later.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, cool. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. I think there's an out here. Hang on. There you go.
Nice.
Moyle Show, live from Germany, International Radio 1.
Right, so we'll start the show in a few minutes then. Nice and proper like and all that. Tell you what we got up to yesterday. It's going to be a very interesting show this morning with some maybe very hungover guests. I'll explain it all in a second. Let's get news from Dominic in London. Sport from Carrie in Germany. It's 7:02.
There's anger over the sentencing of a paedophile. Wales this morning. Northwest Scotland will also see some rain later on. It's now 7:05.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Bum, 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 bum.
Live from Germany. International Radio 1.
Mr., you know, got a credit where credit's due. Good old Tim Henman there. Through to round two. Brilliant. He's doing very well.
It's good, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well done, Tim.
Well done, Tiger Tim.
Tiger Tim. Girl. Is that meant to be ironic, Tiger Tim?
It is really, isn't it?
Something more like Timid Tim.
That's a real footing.
Terrapin Tim.
Mm.
Rubbish Tim.
He's not rubbish.
Disappointing Tim.
What are terrapins?
Never really gets far enough Tim.
Terrapins are like small turtles, Dominic.
Oh, yeah.
People have them as pets.
Do they?
Because they smell.
Mm. Do they?
Mm.
Interesting.
My friend had terrapins when
what
I was a kid.
What do they smell of?
Sort of fish and water and frogs and stuff, don't they?
The smell of fish and water and stuff.
Yeah. I hate the smell of fish, water and frog first thing in the morning. Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of general unpleasant smell.
Terrapin smell.
Mm.
You know your Learn to Swim audio?
Yeah.
Could we have found a little poshier kid if we'd have tried on that, by the way?
Is he posh or something?
No, that's the thing, it's a girl.
Okay. Do you want to listen?
Little poshier kid, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I think they're really fun because in the summer I can go out and play in the sea with my friends and I don't have to worry about drowning. I just think it's really...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Like a young Carrie.
Yeah, it is.
Well, of course,
thanks,
you know,
Dave.
I think it's always wonderful to learn how to swim, and because swimming is a nice way to relax after you've been riding around on your horsey for a while.
Yes. You go in the pool at the back.
Pardon? What?
You're in the heated swimming pool.
Oh, I'm with you.
Back.
Right.
Yeah.
Giving yourself away there.
Yeah.
And then another kid says, all the kids are saying, yeah, it'd be good because if you see someone drowning, if you can't swim, you can't save them.
Mm.
Well, they should learn to swim, really.
Mm.
Anyway.
If Alid's done it, anyone can do it.
Oh, God, don't.
Why? What?
He's just so irritating with his learn to swim business.
Why?
He's pushing 30. Do you know what I mean? This needs to be mentioned. I mean, credit where credit's due and all that.
Yeah.
The guy's almost 30 years old. He's learning how to swim.
Also, he was brought up by the sea. He's brought up in Aberystwyth, where surely swimming is an advantage.
Like he was looked after by the waves or something as a child.
I'm going to learn myself how to swim, innit? I'm going to swim a mile for sport relief.
Is he doing much swimming in Germany at the moment? You know...
I don't think he's found the pool yet.
No,
he has.
Pool's
too cold.
But it's apparently the pool is ice cold.
Yeah, it's like an ice bath.
Apparently you don't get so many lengths in, you just get a couple of movements before you get back out again, from what I've heard. Well, I haven't tried it yet. I don't really
But he needs to practice for Eczema Factor, that thing he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, with all the people raising money.
Yeah. It's not called Eczema Factor,
here.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you fancy swimming in flaky skin water with Alan?
It's like a Weetabix.
Stop it. Dave, it's just foul.
Oh, do you know what, though? He makes him sound like the singing detective, right? But there's nothing wrong with him. Seriously, there's nothing wrong with him at all. Have you ever noticed he's got bad eczema? I've never noticed
No.
it. But to be honest with you, how can you tell? The guy's covered in so much moisturiser and fake tan.
Yeah.
How can you even see what his skin looks like naturally?
The singing detective, what a nice image.
That's what they mean.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so Embrace are going to be joining us this morning.
Yes.
Or three of Embrace, anyway.
Fingers crossed.
Mm.
Rich, Danny and Mikey, and they're going to be singing. Well, not going to be singing. They sang last night. We sat outside and it was very nice. Had a few drinks.
I've seen the pictures.
Okay, nice.
The patio pictures.
We had a few drinks, and they did a bit of sound check, and Danny had a few more drinks, and then we recorded some songs, and then Danny had a few more drinks, and then we listened back to the songs, and we had a few more drinks, and then we decided to go out for some drinks, and Danny had some more drinks, and we had a couple of drinks, and Danny had more drinks.
It was one of those evenings.
Danny, my last shot of Danny was him and Jody, a friend of ours, who works with Embrace, trying to do piggybacks with each other.
There was a near international incident, actually, when Danny realised that they run out of mint for his mojitos.
For his what?
Mojitos. Because he drinks mojitos.
Well, suffice to say, he'll be slightly delicate this morning, so... but they'll be on later. He was sort of joking last night about us going to wake him up with the radio mics.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, no, I bet he's
fine. I could do that next. That,
yeah. Anyway, thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
It's 7:10. We are live from Germany.
It really is hard work, you know, and not a holiday. We bust our asses round the clock with no free time to play. We're doing this for you, but we don't mind the sacrifice. Let's hope we bring the World Cup home, because that would be quite nice.
Even if we don't win it, we'll just nick it.
The Chris Moyle Show. Live from Germany. International Radio 1.
It's UK's number one now.
Is it?
I think so, yeah, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Nanny Furtado and Maneater.
Just a bit out of touch being over here, aren't we?
No, I'm down with it. I'm down with it all. Morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Oh, Alan, that's disgusting.
Had a good night last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you singing songs and solving crime?
No, I wasn't. I don't understand that. Why do I look like him?
Because he was this short fella from Wales with a big forehead and a bald patch.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
He wasn't really.
Could he swim?
Look it up on the internet.
Okay.
Google it later.
Okay.
Yahoo! Other search engines are available. Did you have a nice night last night?
I had a good night, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. What were you drinking?
Quite a lot, actually. But, no, I think I had... Well, they give you, like, free drinks at the start, don't they?
Mm.
And you didn't like them. So the table...
It's like lighter fluid.
Sort of passed it up the table to me, and I kind of helped everyone out.
Yeah, what was it last night?
I don't know. Ouzo.
Ouzo, yeah.
Aniseed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I found it quite nice.
No, not for me. You're all right, thanks. See, that's like before your meal. I'm like, no way, man.
Very big on beer over here, aren't they?
Hmm. What, Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really like the German lager as well, don't they?
Is it lager as well?
Lager's from Germany.
Yeah.
Oh. See, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, that bombshell. Let's have some classical class. Let me talk to you about football, because you're not a massive football fan.
No.
You're here for your radio creativity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what games have you seen so far?
What, full games?
Yes. Be honest.
None.
Right.
None.
What part games have you seen on telly?
I saw Portugal.
Yeah.
Because we were having a meal in front of that.
Were we?
And what else did we have? And then I saw... No, that's it. That's it, actually.
But who were Portugal playing? And don't be embarrassed, because I forgot as well.
Yeah,
Angola.
Angola. They were in white, weren't they?
Right.
You saw a bit of Argentina, Ivory Coast as well. I'm sure you did.
No, I
didn't.
Because
we had a discussion about you've got them in the sweepstake.
Yes.
Alan so doesn't care.
You get used to having it in the screens behind you. Because there's, you know, on a table, there's always a few seats that no one wants because that's you've got your back to the TV.
Yeah.
I just take those.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You're quite happy.
Yeah.
So, do you know what games are on today?
I need to research it, actually, for one of my guides later on. I need to look into, see what's on.
They're all pre-rec, don't worry about it. That's shown at the weekend. Do you know who's still to play?
No.
Do you know how it works?
Found out in the car last night on the way back that you have groups on particular days, but sometimes they're mixed groups.
Right.
So you'll have two games from one group and then one game from another group.
Correct.
Learned that last night.
Right. And then what? How long is the group stage?
Oh, I don't know.
How many matches do...
This week? Oh, three.
Three.
Because England, England's got three games
to play. So how many teams are in the group?
Four.
Okay, you're doing all right.
Yeah, is that right?
It's quite simple. So, we've played already.
Yeah, we played one, we got two.
That's right. This is now boiling down to just general maths. And do you know who we, England. You know who England still have to play?
England still have to play Trinidad and Tobago.
That's two.
And Sweden.
That's three. You just said three teams there. Trinidad, Tobago, and Sweden.
Oh, no, it's okay. Trinidad and Tobago are one.
Are they? How does that work?
That's just the country, how they're made up. Who am I to argue?
Exactly. Well, no, well done. That's very good. Do you want to ask him anything about?
No.
No? Why? You happy?
Mm.
All right.
I'm doing all right, actually.
And how much German have you learned?
Nine.
Nine. There you go. Can I ask you another question?
Yeah, of course.
Did you put the next track in?
I put Scissor Sisters, CD.
All right. So I just have to open up the fader one and press play?
Yes.
Okay. Brilliant.
It's good, this radio,
so
isn't it?
Nice, isn't it? Right, thank you, Alan. Well done. It's 7:22 at Radio 1. Hello, it's Alan dear. I'm really enjoying the football in it. Well, I'm out here in Germany, and I'm also checking out all the local talent. And I'm having a few beers with the boys, and having a right old time in it.
There could be some stirring from the Embrace camp.
Oh, really?
Mm.
How do you know that?
Because I can see through the patio doors Jody from the record company.
Jody the boy?
Jody the
hello,
man
Jody the
boy.
Hello, Jody the boy. Say hello, Jody the boy.
Hello.
Oh, you can hear him. There he is on the Atmos mic. So please don't swear.
Yeah. Is that a plane overhead?
Oh. So that someone's got a bad tummy.
It's very relaxed this morning so far.
Yeah.
We're sailing through to 7:30, and then at 7:30 we're going to put it into second gear.
Right, and so by the end of the show...
We'll be in third. Or reverse.
I reckon reverse.
Well, it's very relaxing here, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're tired today, though. You know. But don't worry.
It's a hard life, isn't it?
Don't worry. This is, you know, a lot of people just kind of lie in bed, listening to the first half hour of the show, and then they get up about 7:30, so... Yeah, I feel this is all right.
Me and Rachel have got sore abs.
Yeah. We went out running again and did some more exercises yesterday.
Yeah. More fooled you.
No. It's good.
It's like health
camp. You're all walking around like C-3PO this morning.
I know, but...
You're moaning you've got ab ache. What do you mean it's good?
Yeah, but it's good, actually, when you get aches like that.
I'll tell you what was good. Me and Chappers sat and played football on the generic games console. Yeah. That was good fun.
Even Reese came out with us. It was like Inchloss Island.
It's so funny. You never put such a random bunch of people running around the German countryside doing star jumps in
poor
a field.
Poor old Reese. Right, he walks in, he's absolutely shattered. He is, the sweat is rolling down his face, he's out of breath, he's panting. I couldn't believe, that was just getting his trainers on.
I know. Had to find them first. Haven't done any exercise since the late 80s.
But he looked good in his high-tech trainers,
don't he? Same outfit. Hi, girls.
Next week, it's the All American Rejects, Dirty Little Secret. I want to play that for our executive producer, Reese Hughes. His Dirty Little Secret is he went running yesterday. He did very, very well. He's got a new running partner as well, apparently, that Ace has sorted out for the end of the week. Yeah. So you can go alongside him while he runs.
Who's that?
An ambulance.
Do you know what I had to do yesterday? I needed an ambulance. We had to do these exercises where you had to put each other on piggyback, right? And he was my partner.
Whoa!
Whoa! So first up, I went on his back. Fine, no problem. Then we had to swap over.
But do you, what? Nearly, how the hell do you carry Reese?
I nearly buckled.
We were all right. We were together, Rach and I carried Rachel, she carried me. It was all good.
You're joking. You were all right carrying me?
Not too bad.
I'm so worried.
But I think we were, you know, wrongly paired.
How the hell do you get to piggyback Reese?
Well, with difficulty, but I managed.
No wonder your knees are popping out of the sockets. God, do you know what? We should make Alan give Reese a piggyback. Now that would be funny. I could watch that all day. Talk about entertainment.
Matt.
What?
I had to piggyback Matt.
Okay. Who got to piggyback Jocelyn?
She wasn't there. She was working.
Good girl. Yeah, you working like I was yesterday. Yeah. While these lot were swanning around, running in the sunshine. We were doing some hard work. Well, it wasn't.
You weren't playing ping pong with Chappers.
It wasn't ping pong. It was
some kind of video game.
It was football. So anyway, there you go. Anyway, All American Rejects. There you go. Got a bit of 50 Cent, a bit of Jack Johnson, plus Alan's guide. But what country will it be? He's doing all the big nations in the World Cup. We'll find out in just a few seconds after we get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
There's going to be some thundery showers.
Well,
can't be having that.
Well, I had a go. It is Janko.
Janko?
Janko, yep. Tipsarevic, I'm going with.
Janko Tipsarevic.
That's not even a real name.
It sounds like a punchline to a joke.
Oh, no.
Janko Tipsarevic.
That's his name.
All right.
There'll be some thundery showers in the UK, unfortunately, across most of England and Wales. Northwest Scotland will also see some rain later on. New and improved, one more travel. Laura Mitchell lives on Armand Green, which is in Edinburgh.
Hi, I'm Laura Mitchell.
Laura lives with her parents and she'd quite like to be a criminal psychologist. Her road is very quiet this morning, but the weather is not too bad where she is. Laura's brush with fame includes once seeing Vanessa Feltz eating a beef sandwich at a hotel.
And it's goodbye from me.
There'll be more at 8:30. Beep, beep, new and improved, one more travel. It's 7:36.
Has Laura been watching the World Cup, do you know?
She has been watching the World Cup.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, if I've sent you the thing, haven't I?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Is it not on there?
It is on there, but I wanted to save it for half eight.
Oh, I'll save it then.
Yeah.
What have you got?
I'm intrigued because my script says Laura's been watching the World Cup. She's Scottish, so, and I don't know what Laura says next. So we'll have to wait till when?
Just after half eight.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Are these your scripted ad-libs, Dominic?
These are... No, isn't, Dave, as you know, where the one road travel goes.
Nobody knows. Including you.
Yeah, exactly. you've blown it now, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Well, okay.
Laura's brush for fame includes once seeing Vanessa Feltz eating a beef sandwich at a hotel.
Mm.
I once saw Vanessa Feltz eating hotels.
Mm. That's one of my favourite ever claims to fame, actually.
Dave saw her at the pub once.
Yeah, the pub quiz. And, were you not there?
No, I think I said to you, oh, what was she like? I think you described her as... I think, unless I've got this wrong, you went, I saw Vanessa Feltz in the pub last night. I went, what was she like? And you went, fat.
I don't think I would
have been. A bit like Martin Yole described Ronaldo there.
Quite so cutting.
Lovely.
She went very thin and now she's sort of big again.
Fat again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not her size, it's her mouth that irritates me. She never shuts up, does she?
I don't like fat people. I say this and people think it's a joke, but I don't like fat people. I think they're lazy.
Yeah, that's slight generalisation, isn't it?
No, but unless you have an eating disorder, right, they're lazy. They're fat, lazy, they eat too much, don't do enough exercise, and they sweat. Don't like fat people. Okay. See, I see myself as a thin person going through a fat phase, so I don't count.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No, because I know a few people who are big like that. Our mate Martin, he's big, but he shouldn't be really, but he is.
Inside you, there's a thin man trying to get out, isn't there?
What, I think there's 10? That came out wrong, but you know what I mean. Oh, Alan's perked up. Alan, are you ready for your guide?
I am.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what country we're going to do today. I will need to check.
I know
now.
To
see if it's the right one.
I'm enjoying your guide,
Al.
Oh, thank you, Dom.
Okay, fine. Sorry, I need to find your music, Alad.
Okay, that's fine.
Because obviously all your guides are live.
Mm. They're all live.
Right, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
And now it's time for Alad's guide to the World Cup Nations. Today...
Croatia. Croatia is a country in Europe and used to be part of Yugoslavia. Although, I'm not entirely sure of the exact history, so I'll leave all that stuff to the boffins. What I do know is that they have a very colourful and pretty flag, consisting of lots of reds and white squares and different colour stripes. It's actually one of my favourite flags out of all the countries in the tournament. For that reason, I hope they do well. The official language of Croatia is Croatian, and it's widely spoken throughout the country. The people tend to have strange, unpronounceable names consisting of lots of Zs and Vs and stuff, which is no good for me, because I haven't got a clue. But I'd imagine the Croatians must score well at Scrabble. Their most famous footballer of all time is probably Goran Ivanisevic. He's something of a national hero over there, and probably doesn't have to pay for drinks or meals or anything. And he'll no doubt be cheering on his boys, as will most of the population when they play in the World Cup. I'd say that Croatia are something of a big dark horse, a bit like Black Beauty, and so it's difficult to say how they'll do in the tournament. I guess, like the rest of the world, we'll just have to wait and see. Good luck anyway, fellas. You'll need it. And I'll be back tomorrow when I continue my guide to the World Cup Nations.
Wow. Thank you, Alan. Now I feel informed about Croatia.
Good.
Yeah. Do you, Dave?
I've learned something. Yeah. Good at Scrabble.
Right, thank you very much. Embracer with us this morning. We'll hear from them later on. It's 20 to 8.
Happy Tuesday morning to you from our chalet in the forest. And all our German friends as well, like Roman, Hans and Doris. Embracer are here to sing for you. They're live, not on the phone. They've come out here to see us, but they'll never find their way home.
Hotel California in the woods.
The Chris Moyle Show. Embrace us stuck in Germany. International Radio 1. Go, go,
go. Oh, lovely. If just waking up, that was Jack Johnson there, soothing you into a lovely Tuesday morning with a time exactly at 11 minutes to the big Radio 1 hour of 8 o'clock. And we've got some fresh sounds coming your way later on this morning. Lots of popular music from the current hit parade. And popular musical combo Embrace will be joining us shortly to do a couple of numbers. They recorded them last night, which is just as well because this morning they're hungover like you would not believe. When we say Embrace, of course, they haven't all turned up this morning. Still in bed is, of course, Daniel McNamara, lead singer of the band Embrace, and all-round drunkard. No sign of him so far. Maybe we'll send Alan along to give him a little wake-up call.
That'll get him out of bed.
Yeah, wouldn't it just? Joining me on the show this morning, as ever, is Comedy Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Chris.
We're live in Germany, of course, for the World Cup 2006, where all football teams from across the world come together and play football in a lovely tournament of sport and friendship. And many England fans have made their way to Germany to drink the place dry and shout abuse at anybody who looks slightly foreign. And we're doing our bit as well.
I'd just like to say for the record that we're not, actually. We've been making friends with all of the nations out here.
Yeah. That German fellow in the bar, he's loving us, isn't he?
Mm.
Four nights in the bar.
Timo.
What?
His name's Timo.
Timo?
Mm-hmm.
Mass?
I don't know.
Well...
we asked him last night.
It's like our new local now. We've got a new pub.
It's a bar. It's a very trendy bar, isn't it?
But it's good, though, because it's got a big widescreen and they always have the football on. and the beer's cheap.
We're such creatures of habit.
I know, there's this little village with about 25 bars in. We've so far been to one.
But it's a nice one. And it's got the best screen, which is important.
There's an Irish bar somewhere in that little
village.
So
I believe. But you see, when I like to go away, I like to experience local culture. I don't want to be harking back to where I'm from.
There's an English bar called the Dragon and George. We should pop along there. Maybe not. In fact, there is no English bar, which is great. Because you don't want to do that when you're away. You want to soak up the atmosphere of all the foreign people.
We've seen Umpapa marching bands and German horses and German bars. It's been great.
So there you go. We've seen horses and bars.
And I've eaten schnitzel and sausage.
Haven't had a bratwurst yet, though.
Oh, have you not? I had one of the matches the other day. It was good.
Brilliant. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Celebrity Tarzan. Who'll be this? You get the signed Chelsea DVD signed by Mr. Jose Mourinho. You get the album from Orson. You get the album from the Zootons. You get Westwood's Ride with the Big Dogs, 56 Club Bangers. You get the official World Cup stamps in a nice presentation pack. That'll go on eBay. The Ultimate Football Pub Quiz on DVD. The number one album from Sandy Thomas Vig. She has no neck. Called Smile, It Confuses People. Or as I like to call it, She's Number One. That confuses me. Today we're adding the Feelings album, 12 Stops and Home, which I've yet to hear yet. Which I'd like to hear that album. Because I like the Feeling. I think they're very good. All you got to do is tell me here with Celebrity Tiles on 08700 100 100. Little Pippa is answering the phones today. Yesterday I accused Pippa of putting through a bad caller. It wasn't Pippa, it was the JK and Joel's producer, Andy. Mm. Now, seriously, I've heard what he does when he's producing JK and Joel. We should never let him in charge of the phones ever again. So, 08700 100 100. Who is this? Call now. Right, Lamac Live last night, we promoed that during the show. Oh, we announced it, promoed it. Where did it come from?
Promoed.
We trailed it yesterday.
Promoted yesterday.
Trailed it yesterday in the transmission between 0700 and 1000. Lamac Live was on last night at 9 o'clock. He had a very special headline set from Keane, so let's recap a little bit and play it now live on Radio 1. This is Keane. Thank you. From the Astoria in London, it's Keane and Is It Any Wonder, which is great. I love that track. And you can see photos and all that stuff at Radio 1 online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Is that part of the Lamac Live pages?
Just go to the Radio 1 homepage and it's on the front.
Oh, there you go. Isn't that nice?
Easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the monster stirs from its pit. He roams around the German forest looking for bacon sandwiches.
It's called the McNamara Denny.
Danny McNamara lives. Barely surviving on a diet of alcohol.
Mojitos.
And strugelfugenbogen.
What was he saying last night at the bar that made you laugh?
Eh?
What you said? How did he pronounce it?
No, but they ran out of mint, so he couldn't have his mojitos.
Mojitos.
You know why it is? Because it's not the season for mints. That's what he was saying. That's why they haven't got any at the moment.
It's not the season for mint. Mojitos. Apparently, he stays in a posh hotel in London when he comes to London, and he stays there because they do great mojitos.
I know, he's told us that.
Does he? Mm. Oh, bless him. Is he sitting down now? I can't see him. Is he all right?
He's just behind the curtains.
Bless him. Hello, it's Danny McNamara from Embrace. Last night, by the way, in the car on the way home, it's fair to say that Danny was, what's a nice way to put it, flying. He does sound like Longman. He really does. I think we should get Longman on the phone, put the two of them on together. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It'd be like Double Impact with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Do you know what I mean? Two are the same. I tell you what, it's nice to see that Princess.
It's quiet, isn't it?
Morning.
Hey, keep it down, Jocelyn.
Lord. Danny McNamara and his mojitos and the rest of Embrace are going to be on the show later on this morning, just after 8 o'clock. Rachel?
Yeah.
Good. 7:58, if this song doesn't get you out of bed, then there's something wrong with you. Foo Fighters. In the UK this week, playing a handful of live dates, London and Manchester.
I'm going with Tattoo Dave on Saturday.
Where? Hyde Park?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're heading back to the UK, aren't you?
Mm.
I love the Foo Fighters.
That'd be fantastic. Best live rock band in the world.
There you go.
Currently.
Personally, I think Embrace are the best live rock band in the world.
Sorry, bar Embrace. Whoops, sorry, Danny.
There he is. Look, there's Danny McNamara. Look at him.
Are you all right?
Rough as a bag of knackers. Look at him.
I've got my gob full of bacon and egg at the moment.
Yeah, he's got a gob full of bacon and egg. As opposed to mojitos. Oh, the bacon and egg is now all over the floor.
No mojitos.
Anyway, Embrace came to join us yesterday. They did a couple of tracks for us. You'll hear those in a bit, and we'll talk to the boys. And hopefully Danny McNamara, when he gets rid of his gob full of...
bacon and egg.
Yeah, Beatles. Look at him there, trying to find the... Look at him, stood at the breakfast pit, trying to find the bar.
They'll have to come back, you know.
What?
They'll have to come back. Danny will have to come back. So I spoke to Timo last night, because I'm quite partial to a mojito, and he promised to get some mint in for my birthday. So they'll have to come back.
What does that mean?
No, he said he'd get some mint in for my birthday.
Did he now?
When's your birthday?
In a couple of weeks.
All right. Oh,
well, a week and a half, yeah.
What do you want to say?
Good morning, Chris Moyles. We are from Croatia, and we are here to support our, our country. We hope that England will be in the final with us.
There you go, there's a guy from Big Brother.
That's brilliant.
I love that clip.
Is he a friend of yours, Dominic?
That's brilliant. That's the funniest thing I've heard in ages.
He is Pete from Big Brother when he laughs.
Yeah, good morning, Chris Moyles. We are from Croatia.
Anyway, more of that later. Gotta move on, Dave. Gotta move on.
Fast-paced show.
Stereophonics coming up. Amber Van Helden, the new remix of My.
Good morning, Chris Moyles.
Yeah, I leave it you. Please, relax. Let's get some news from Dominic in the UK. Let's get some support from Karen in Germany. It's 3 minutes past eight.
There's more controversy over the centre. It's now 8 minutes past eight. It's good. I like your Frank Bruno impression.
Oh, thanks very much, Harry.
But it started off with Peter Crouch, and now we're on Frank Bruno.
Yeah, I'm Peter Crouch, and I'm 7 foot 2. Do the electric boogaloo. A dance for me, the dance for you. Crazy legs.
That's
nice. You don't hear enough of that electric boogaloo action.
I can mash potato. I can do the twist.
Do you not get much sleep last night?
No.
Not a lot.
Not really.
4 hours ago.
Can you tell?
4 hours.
Sponsored by lager and white wine last night.
I wasn't. How rude.
Mm. Talk to yourself.
Just lager for me. Can't do the white wine. It's a ladies' drink. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, you heard the news, Dominic.
What?
Cahill.
Well,
did he used to be Cahill?
No.
No.
Is there a Cahill?
Possibly.
Right.
Used to be Tom Cahill.
Is that right?
Apparently.
Might be if he's South African.
He's signed for Liverpool.
What?
He signed for Liverpool, according to the German commentary yesterday.
Yesterday, we were watching the game in the bar next to where our chalet is. Right. And, obviously, all the commentary is in German. And afterwards, I couldn't make out the entire sentence, but I heard Tim Cahill, FC Liverpool.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, which is outrageous slur.
Apparently, £3 million. And Liverpool said, all right, fine, we'll take the money, come along.
No, they weren't talking about the signing. They obviously got his club wrong.
Right, OK.
Which then you twisted into some bogus, you know, signing thing with Chappers.
He's so easy to wind up, Dave. Oh, my God, you should have seen Dave get wound up last night when Chappers accused him of stinking the toilet out when we got back from the bar. And Dave went absolutely nuclear ballistic. Actually, Chappers, I think you'll find that stench in there came from you. And I went in to wash my face and brush my teeth before I went into bed. And it absolutely stinks because of what you've done in there. So don't try and blame it on me.
It's a lovely boys' toilet we've got downstairs here.
Impression. We're all getting on great.
Yeah, this sounds good.
Do you know there are two toilets down here, Carrie?
Yeah, I know. I always go in the little side one that no one really knows about because it's so much cleaner than the other one.
There's a toilet which is literally in a broom cupboard. And while you're sitting there on the loo, you're surrounded by brooms.
And mops and things.
But it's great. It's a little one that's just very...
There's no window in there.
Into. It's fine.
How'd you get... Anyway.
How do you what?
We'll get rid of the smell if there's no window.
One is for one and the second is for twos.
Oh, good.
Right.
That's nice.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's play the game that will make you think. Who needs millionaire and all the weakest link? Causes to be one and fun.
Sing along, Mickey.
You can play it if you're old or even if you're young. It's time for you to win some stuff. Job CDs or office guff. Some cakes or buns or marzipan. If you can guess who is our celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Christopher. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very good. It's nice and sunny and blue skies
here. It's not very sunny here.
Where are you?
I'm in South Wales. I'm between Neath and Caerphilly.
Oh, well. And it's not nice?
No, it's a bit blue sky, but mostly cloud.
Come out here to Germany.
Oh, please, can I? I did try and get into your competition, but I didn't get through.
Do you want to come out to Germany?
Yes, please.
Then just come out, then.
Can I?
Yeah.
You'll have to give me your address then so I can come and stay with you.
What was that, Dom?
Oh, well, hang on, say you can't just invite people out to Germany when I can't go.
No, yeah, but you can't go. That's the point, isn't it?
What?
Well, you can't go, can you?
No.
You're not allowed.
No.
Because Rod Scrooge McKenzie won't let you go.
But then you can't be inviting other people out to Germany.
Of course you can.
I
just invited Debbie.
I don't think you should.
Excellent. I'll be on the next flight.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
You will have to pay for your own flight, though, love.
That's fine.
And transfers. And accommodation.
Oh, but I thought I could come and stay with you, though.
No.
Are you having a laugh?
No way, love.
We're inviting you to Germany as a whole, the country, not here.
Oh, I've been once. I don't fancy coming back.
Oh, though. Well.
Why? Do you not like it?
It was a long time ago, but not really, no.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a lovely place.
In the whole of Europe together. Yeah, where did you go? Maybe you went to the wrong end.
Cologne.
Ah, oh, yeah, it stinks of perfume there. You need to come out to this place where we are. It's lovely.
Yeah, but you don't even know where you are.
Yeah, we do.
Know. Well, no, we don't really.
We're in the middle of the Black Forest or somewhere.
It's the back end of the forest.
All right, okay then.
You know, honestly, I've got to say, where we are is perfect. Bar the two people who run the place, who are completely insane, it's actually, you know, a very nice trip so far.
All right, okay. Maybe I will come back for a visit then.
Yeah, yeah, you like more breakfast. It's midday. Please come and leave out. What do you do, Debbie?
I'm a teacher.
Who do you teach?
I teach children of 11 to 16 age, and I teach science and PE.
Science and PE?
Yep.
It's an odd mix, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. And you support Spurs?
I do, yeah.
And you like the football pub quiz?
Yes, I do.
Do you not, does Westwood's 56 Club Bangers not do it for you?
No, not really. I'm getting a bit old now.
Ride with the big dog. You probably like that Sandy Tom album.
Yeah. Every time I listen to it now, it's Prawn Cracker.
I wish I was a prawn cracker. They were changing the lyrics last night on the way home. Maybe Danny McNamara will sing what he was singing in the car last night. That'll be an interesting show. Right, shall we have a little go then and see if we can win?
Yeah.
All right, here we go then. Oh, no, no, there we go. Celebrity Tarzan. Here it be. So then, Debbie Spears. From
Hello,
Oxford.
Chris.
I haven't asked you yet.
Oh, sorry.
Who is today's Celebrity Tarzan?
Today, Chris, I think Celebrity Tarzan is David Seaman.
David Seaman. Let's have a look at Rachel and find out if you're right. Oh, Debbie!
What?
It's the wrong answer.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Never mind, Debbie. Thanks for having a crack.
All right, thanks very much.
We haven't done that gag for years, have we? Yeah. Anyway, bye-bye.
Bye. So no one won our silly game. So listen in tomorrow and we'll do it again. If you think you know, come on and have a go. To see if you can win Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
So the big news is that Embrace are here in body, probably not mind, and we will talk to them in a couple of records time, Dave.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they've got their guitars.
They did some strumming for us last night. We'll hear the results of that in a bit. And we'll talk to Danny McNamara about his favourite drink, mojitos. 8:15.
We're live out here in Germany with England in the World Cup. They won their game with pace and skill, but mainly due to luck. So all the best to England and the teams they have to face. But we don't care, because on our show are our friends in Embrace.
See what I did there, Dave?
Clever.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Clever lyrics.
Cheers.
The Chris Moyle Show with Embrace in Germany.
Mojitos.
International Radio 1.
Stereophonics of Radio 1, it's 8:23.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Germany, International Radio 1.
And Embrace are in our shallot.
Hey.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello, you all right?
So let's say hello to them individually. Morning, Rich.
Morning, Chris.
How are you?
Not too bad.
You sound great.
I've sounded better.
Mickey, morning.
Morning.
So you look fresh.
Yeah.
I feel really good. I got a freebie, I think. I woke up feeling like, you know, bright as a button.
That's nice.
He'll catch up.
Yeah.
Morning, Danny.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
You liar.
Acting that.
You say you're feeling all right.
Yeah.
I think you're a bit delicate.
I am delicate as a person.
Right.
You know, in myself, I feel fine. I'm still drunk, I think.
Right, OK. Well, that's probably wise. Being here, anyway. David from Reading has sent a text message in saying, what's a mojito?
A mojito? It wasn't me who said it funny. It was someone else who said it funny, and I was describing how they say it funny. How it wasn't actually me, Comedy Dave, so-called.
Okay. Backpedaling to me.
Mojitos is how you say it, isn't it?
No, mojito.
Yeah.
Mojito.
I think Rich is more Yorkshire than you, though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm from Stafford, darling.
Can you say what? Can you pronounce it?
Mojito.
There you go. So everything all right? You happy?
Yeah,
everything fine?
Good. Yeah. They didn't have mojitos anyway last night.
No, they didn't.
We
ran out of mint.
Drinking something like Caprianas.
Yeah, that was it, wasn't it? So. You and Chappers were on them late doors.
Yeah, it's his fault.
It's always Chappers' fault.
Yeah.
But you know, you're all happy and nice to be in Germany.
Yeah, it's great.
Great weather.
Yeah, it's like Toy Town. I expect Noddy to come driving down the road any minute, you know.
Looking forward to going to one of the England games when the FA sort your tickets out.
We got four tickets to see Sweden.
Four tickets, brilliant.
There's five of us, though.
You've done the official World Cup record and you're a ticket short for the Sweden game.
Yeah. Silence.
He's pulling a face.
I'm sure somebody in the FA will be listening to this now going, oh my goodness, we've made a terrible error. And Bracky, don't have enough tickets. We'll get on that straight away. And I reckon by the end of the show this morning at 10 o'clock, you'll have a phone call, or your people will receive a phone call saying, our apologies, we're sorting it out for you right now. Because, Tony Ferris, you've done the official England World Cup song, and they should at least give you tickets to see one of the games.
I don't think there's any flights left, is there?
You're here.
Yeah, but I've got to go home in the meantime.
No, you don't.
I do.
Just stay.
You've got gigs and stuff.
Well, you drive over.
Promise me kids.
Mickey's staying.
I'm definitely thinking about it.
You are, aren't you? He's thinking about staying with us for the night.
To persuade him as well, and then...
Jody's staying as well. Jody looks after him, Price. Yeah. If one stays, he ought to stay.
Like a house of cards.
Right, so listen, we recorded some songs yesterday out in the beautiful sunshine in our garden.
Yes.
And we're going to play The Fruits of Your Labour.
Great.
Which is an album track.
You want to see the pictures, by the way? All the pictures from last night are online currently, aren't they?
At Radio 1.
Online.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Log on now and have a little listen. So from yesterday, quite literally in our back garden, this is Embrace. Very nice. There it was from yesterday, recorded in our back garden, that was. So nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sounded great.
And then featuring all of us doing the chorus and joining in, but there's somebody behind me who's very enthusiastic and was harmonising all the way through that.
I was showing off, actually.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought that was me.
No.
Was it not?
You were the one on the left-hand ear, slightly out with the clapping. Like that. Anyway, nice, good. Now, listen, very quickly, I know we're going to be late for the news, Dominic, so just bear with me. In fact, Dominic, you'll be interested in this as a news item. Danny and I were talking yesterday, and Danny says that if their single, World at Your Feet, sells 40,000 copies this week, he will buy me a Mini Cooper.
Did he?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes, he did.
No, because that's payola. You said to me, will you do it?
Yeah. No, that's the arrangement we have.
The other way around. You said, if you sell 40,000, will you buy me?
Right.
And I said, all right.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing, isn't it?
That's a legitimate news story, then.
Yeah, so if you sell 40,000 copies of World of Your Feet this week, you will buy me a Mini Cooper.
I did say that, yeah.
Right, now,
how much are they?
In a completely...
About 20 grand.
Oh, my God.
But you want to convert?
I want a convertible.
And this is what they call paella.
Yeah, this is paella, yeah.
Get an old one.
So that's that, and that's over with. I just thought that was an interesting thing to point out. Now, this is a completely new subject that I'm going to talk about. If you'd like to get behind England in the World Cup, you need to get yourself a copy of the official England World Cup song.
If I buy three.
Why not go out and buy one for yourself and buy one for a friend? Even if the friend's bought one already, why not buy it for them? It'll be cheap. And it's a bargain. If you get the CD single, there's lots of tracks on there, including World at Your Feet extended version, no doubt.
No. There's a totally separate track.
There's remixes on the website you can download.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 13 versions different versions, yeah.
How many?
13 different versions on
13?
The website.
13?
Yeah.
That's a waste of money.
So we can hear our Donna Summer B-side. I think Costa Love Order as well.
Well, they're nice. So, yeah, if everybody goes out and buys the single today, then Danny will have a right sweat on. He'll be sweating more than he is this morning after last night's mojitos.
Don't buy it.
Yeah, please do buy it. Go out and buy it. Go and buy it today. Just buy every day this week. Save them all for Christmas and give them out to friends. Put it in the loft and save it until your children are 21 and go, this was a World Cup song when you were born. So you'd be nice.
In the year we won.
That's right, in the year that we won.
Yeah, there you go.
2006. Maybe, possibly, you never know. And then I'll be driving around, and by then, 21 years later, in a classic Mini Cooper. So do
how
it.
How much are they second hand?
About 12 and a half, I think you can pick one up for.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant, thank you. That's good. He's sweating already. Lovely. Right, more from the boys in a bit. In fact, do you want to take part in our pub quiz?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Cheers, Rich. Yeah, whatever. Not bothered. Be honest, taxi doesn't turn up till 11. So we'll do that. We'll play Primal Scream in a second. Let's get the news from Dominic first. We're running late, Dave, but we're sounding
great.
It's 8:34.
And the weather is going to be warm and wet this morning. Some thundery showers for the southeast of the UK and very windy in the north of Scotland.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with fabulous Dominic Byrne.
We're on a road called Armand Green this morning, and that's in Edinburgh.
Hi, I'm Laura Mitchell.
Laura Mitchell works in a sports bar and has just graduated from Aberdeen University. Her road is a bit busier now, and the weather in Armand Green is described as dank.
And it's goodbye from me.
Laura's been watching quite a bit of the World Cup, and she's Scottish, so...
On Thursday, I'll be supporting Trinidad and Tobago.
Brilliant. More from...
Trinidad and Tobago.
More from Laura Mitchell at 9:30.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One more travel with the fabulous Dominic.
It's now exactly 8:39.
The Chris Moyle Show. Live from Germany. International Radio 1.
Good morning, Danny McNamara.
Good morning, Christopher Moyles.
Good morning, Longman. Oh, where is he?
Is he not there?
Oh, no.
I'm here.
Oh,
hey! Live via satellite.
Longman, meet Danny McNamara.
Hey up, Danny, you alright, pal?
Hey up, you alright, pal?
Did you have a few mojitos last night?
Actually, they had these other ones called Caprianas or whatever they're called.
I tell you what, your life set sounded class. I met you in Radisson one time, you were drinking pineapple juice and lemonade, you sounded rubbish, son. booze, pal.
So you're saying that alcohol seems to be the key to embrace his success?
Not for kids, only for over 18s.
Well, of course, yeah. Why don't you see if Embrace will play a gig in your sandwich shop?
I just can't see it happening.
Well, I can't either, but I just thought that'd be nice. You could do that. He's got a sandwich shop in Rothwell.
How big is it? What's the capacity?
What's the capacity of your shop, long man?
I make up a number, 350 square feet. Right.
Yeah, it's about 5.
Be a good rider.
I can never work out square feet. How do you work?
350 square feet.
I just think that's 350 foot long.
No, no.
And a foot wide.
No.
No. No.
Probably not. It's like, I can't work it out either. It's not even 50 by 70.
It's like a big long queue.
I can't believe that we're trying to work out the square footage of Longman's shop live from Portugal.
Longman, are you enjoying...
Portugal, Germany.
Are you enjoying the World Cup?
Yeah, it's class. It's totally unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It doesn't sound like me.
He does sound like you.
He does not.
He does. Can you sing a bit of World at Your Feet, Longman?
With the world at your feet... How about that?
There you go.
You do the eye bit.
That was quite literally a bit.
What do you want from me?
Well, you know, everything, long man.
I don't want to defecate on a classic.
Okay.
Good lad.
All right, well, thank you. Do you think that you sound like Danny?
A little bit. I can see how some people might think we do sound together, but...
Nah.
We come from different areas, don't we?
You sound a bit more Lancashire.
He sounds rough to me.
How rude.
Sound hard.
Yeah, it sounds hard.
What, Longman?
Yeah.
I tell you, seriously, I tell you what, Longman, the similarity between you two is really there when Danny was a bit tiddly last night making his way back to the car.
How dare you cast aspersions on my character,
was trying to kill Jodie with hugs and kisses. Which is what you do when you've had too much to drink. You try and kill everyone with your hugs and kisses.
Yeah, just substitute Jodie for Ferg and then...
Exactly.
More painful,
yeah, but last time we went out with you, long man, you got yellow carded by Security Bear for causing a ruckus.
I've I've had a reprieve, and I were better last time in Dundee.
Just.
Oh, hang on a second. Well, didn't, when you, so you said you were better in Dundee?
Yeah.
Didn't you turn around to Asa, who's looking after us in Dundee and in Germany, in the toilet and go, do you know what? I could have you right now. And he looked at you, and then you went, I'm only joking, I'm really soft, really. True or false?
Probably true.
Probably true, all right. Long man, have a good day. Talk to you later.
All right, pal.
Bye.
See ya.
What should we do now, Danny?
Whatever you want to do, Chris.
All right, then. Remember this conversation from yesterday? You said you'll sing along to this.
I never did.
Yes, you did. What will stop you from singing along?
What would stop me?
Yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Brilliant. Here we go, then. I'm in the mood for dancing. Yeah. Romancing. Ooh, I'm giving it all tonight. I'm in the mood for chancing. I feel like dancing. Back in vocals, boys. So come on and hold me tight. Beautiful.
I can, not so good looking, but
you, baby, do that, you swine.
I love it. I'm absolutely loving it.
I was worried when it went up a key. I thought it's not going to leave it going, is it?
It's not like the Nolans with beards.
Let your body swing. Oh, the windows caved in. Right, we got another track from yesterday that we recorded with Embrace. It's a very special track featuring all of us on the Chris Moyle Show and me. Find out what that is later. Meanwhile, it's 8:44.
We're live out here in Germany with England in the World Cup. They won their game with pace and skill, but mainly due to luck. So all the best to England and the teams they have to face. But we don't care, because on our show are our friends Embrace. Moyle Show. Their World Cup song's not as good as ours. International Radio 1.
I can be the feeling. It's a great song.
Yeah.
A good little band. Right, it's 7:52. In 5 seconds time, it'll be 7:53. And now...
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
Yeah.
Only on Radio 1.
So my mate Rob DJ does a pub quiz every Monday night, and we do some of the best questions every Tuesday morning, and we're going to play this morning with the usual team. That includes Dave.
Hello.
And Rachel.
Hello.
And Carrie.
Hello.
And Allard. And Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
And Danny, Rich and Mickey from Embrace.
Hello.
Right. So,
and Chappers.
Was Chappers going to play?
Yeah.
All right, then, good. please welcome your host, and Allard.
Hello.
Please welcome your hostess with the mostess, it's Rachel.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Right, I told everybody they can't turn the sheets over yet, so okay. Text off, which I think it is anyway.
Right.
Move your phones away from you.
My phone is in my pocket, and my hands are on the table.
Chris always cheats.
How rude.
And we can begin. Turn your papers over now. Oh, Rob DJ facts this morning.
Yep.
Did you know that the biggest Robbie Williams tribute band in Germany are called Rob DJ?
Wow.
Morning, Rob. Right, question number one.
Yeah.
Which English monarch awarded the first Victoria Cross?
Brilliant.
Which English monarch awarded the first Victoria Cross?
She was furious.
Is the answer in the question on that one?
Oh, the rules on this are basically,
oh, yeah,
it doesn't matter whether
there's
it's
rules?
Right or wrong.
All right.
It's
all right,
what
cool.
Rob has given
that
us
That takes the
answer.
Pressure off a bit.
Rich, seriously, take that mic away from you. Every time you speak, it's like everyone else is like this and you go...
It's got a foamy thing on it. It's like a cushion. It's quite comfy.
Well, yeah, all right. Okay.
Question number
Freak.
Two.
Yes.
What kind of nuts are thrown instead of confetti at a traditional Italian wedding?
That's rubbish. That's
what
made up.
What kind of nuts are thrown instead of confetti at a traditional Italian wedding?
I've never been to a traditional Italian wedding.
Well, just guess.
I've been to one of those fake Italian weddings where they chuck pizza.
What kind of nuts?
Nuts.
If you don't know the answer, just have a guess. Got that?
Okay. Yeah, I'll put something down.
Okay, question number three. Which artist had a hit with A Little Less Conversation in 2002? I want the full name. Which artist
I'm going to talk really near to the microphone now as well.
Why are you doing that?
If I talk really near, I sound all deep.
What, deep voice, but certainly not in the mind.
Question number four. What normal items of clothing did Einstein claim he never wore?
Jockstraps.
So what normal items of clothing did Einstein claim never to wear?
Suspenders.
He can hear me breathing and everything. Stop it, Danny. Seriously.
This is serious.
I feel I should be paying 39p a minute for your talking. Or however much it is, I wouldn't know.
Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Which is furthest north, the Orkneys, the Shetlands, or the Hebrides?
Oh, that's easy.
Which is furthest north, the Orkneys, the Shetlands, or the Hebrides?
Is that the Outer Hebrides?
Just says the Hebrides.
Okay.
Just have a guess.
Right, I've got...
Well, the answer's definitely in the question on that one, isn't it?
I've done all mine.
Okay.
Dominic?
Yeah?
I've never been to a traditional Italian wedding.
I haven't either. I kind of wish I had, and I don't know what nuts I'd throw if I win.
I feel I've got one right out of five.
I've got five, easy.
Really?
Easy peasy.
How do you want to do it? Do you want to take everyone's sheets and mark them all, Rachel?
You can
you
swap
be bothered?
Them, can't we, like, at school?
No, I trust everybody.
Okay.
Too many people to take them in.
Okay.
Justin?
All right, well, I'm happy. Everyone done? Everyone happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play a record?
Well, we got tedious in, like, 2 minutes.
Okay.
So we got a phone up?
Yeah, what? Someone going did it.
Yeah, someone's cheating.
Someone's cheating, texting away.
Someone's cheating. It's Chappers on 6336. Any question answered? Hello, Chappers here. Sort me out, will you? Not a problem, Chappers, says the reply. Well, however it says it, I don't know. Do you want to do any more Nolans?
No.
Hang on a second. I've got my...
You've got to do one now. You've got to do a Nolans
I haven't got time. It's like Danny McNamara. It's like Danny McNamara karaoke. You can do that one if you want.
No idea what that is.
Ain't
no
kick in the head. Come on, man.
Yeah, go on, Chris.
Maybe later.
Oh, you tease.
What else have we got? Oh, that's Burning Love by Elvis.
Hunger, burning love.
Kinks, you really got me.
That went wrong way around, that riff.
Are these all your X Factor tracks?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Is this just showcasing your own singing repertoire?
This is just showcasing Nigel, the musical director's demo. That's all it is.
Well, these got your voice on, or are they karaoke versions?
They're karaoke, the instrumental tracks that you sing over when you do X Factor.
Oh, good.
So we can have our own X Factor later.
Brilliant.
This afternoon in the garden.
Brilliant.
Please welcome Comedy Dave. Dum, 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 dum.
All that.
Fancy that?
Yeah, if you want.
We've got a karaoke machine.
The what?
We've got a karaoke machine.
Have we?
Yeah, they brought it out from London for no reason.
Right, that's it. We are all staying. It's karaoke time this afternoon here in Germany.
Bring it on.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood.
Can't believe it went up a key.
Dave, where's your tedious link?
In the tedious link cupboard.
Right, okay, brilliant. It's a very surreal show this morning, please bear with us. Right, how are you going to get to today's tedious link track from yesterday's Madonna and Holiday?
A Holiday is what the Americans refer to as a vacation, as in National Lampoon's Vacation, which was a film starring Chevy Chase, and also featured the beautiful Christy Brinkley, who was married to Billy Joel. Billy Joel shares one name in common with Joel Hogroast, who is Joel from JK and Joel. JK and Joel do the show before us every day except Friday, when it's done by Fern Cotton and Reggie Yates. Fern Cotton shares the same surname as Doc Cotton from EastEnders, and Reggie Yates shares the same first name as Reggie Cray, who also has an EastEnders link because he knew Barbara Windsor, who plays Peggy Mitchell. Peggy Mitchell is the mum of Phil and Grant, while Grant is also the first name of Grant Bovey, who's the other half of Anthea Turner, who used to present Top of the Pops. Top of the Pops is now on a Sunday night, along with Songs of Praise and Antiques Roadshow. Antiques Roadshow has the initials AR, which are the same initials as Adam Rickett, who used to be in Corrie. Corrie is filmed in Manchester. Manchester is the city that gave us the Smiths, the Stone Roses, and the Happy Mondays. The Happy Mondays were fronted by Mr. Sean Ryder, and after the Happy Mondays disbanded, Sean Ryder formed the brilliant but short-lived Black Grape, which links us to this morning's Tedious Link Classic. It is Black Grape and Reverend Black Grape here live in Germany.
Brilliant! I love this record.
It's for you, then.
Is it the clean version?
Hopefully.
Have you checked it?
After the last time?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, good. Right, nice and loud for a bit of classic Reverend Black Grape. Thank you. Brilliant record. Reverend Black Grape. Beautiful. You ever seen them live, Danny McNamara?
Yeah, man. They were really, really good as well. Right at the start of a tour, they did a Manchester Academy 2, or the small one there, Manchester Unit. Really good.
Yeah, wicked, man.
Quality. Wicked. It's a lot of swearing, though. I'm not sure I approve of that.
Yeah, neither do I. I hate bad language. I hate foul mouth people.
Yeah.
It just shows a lack of...
grammar.
Yeah.
Mm.
And...
vocabulary.
Oh, that, yeah, exactly, that was it, yeah. Words as well.
That's the word you're looking for.
Words.
Mickey, Rich and Danny from Embracer here. They're live in our chalet in Germany. If there's anything, if people are staying in tonight and they don't really want to fancy watching football or anything, is there anything that, do you know of anything that's worth watching on television tonight?
You can stay up really, really late and watch our Secret Gig 14 documentary.
Wow.
That sounds good. What's
that's
all that about?
Yeah.
What's it about? Well, we did a secret gig in Mallorca in Spain, and we invited some fans out to experience
it. We managed
to
blag a super yacht off Mickey Dale's then boss at the time, a guy called Tony.
That must be him on the phone,
though. Tony Two Sheets.
Tony Two Sheets, yeah.
He got his name because
Two Sheets.
You're not allowed to put more than two sheets down his flushing toilet on his super yacht.
Really?
Yeah.
No solids crew.
Bloody hell, chappers, you'll never get on that yacht, will you?
No solids crew.
God, so, last night, is it? It's like you'd sacrificed a cow.
And he blamed it on me.
So this documentary's on, what channel's it on tonight?
Channel 4, about 12:30, I think.
Oh, prime time.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
Definitely.
Well, it's after Big Brother services. You get to see Mike and Steve rolling around on the floor very drunk.
And who's it presented by, this brilliant documentary?
It's got
a voiceover by someone.
Oh, it's me! Hooray!
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and you know, and the Tony that they're speaking of, by the way, I did it for a one-off fee of £200 because I never knew it was going to go on television. That little rat get. Technically, I don't know if we sign a contract at Lacroix them to use it on Channel 4, so I'm going to sue his ass. I'm going to have my own yacht by the end of the day. Otherwise, there's going to be a gap in Channel 4 scheduling. Anyway, well, that watch it's good.
Yeah, no, will do.
You've got to watch the jumping off the boat incident.
Yeah.
It's hilariously funny until he damages himself badly.
Yeah. That's quite funny now, though. At the time, it was quite
drama.
Scary.
Yeah, it's proper stressful. Drama.
And standing on a bottle. Anyway, right. Seamless link, Dave?
Yes.
Right,
I think so, yes.
No mistakes?
Well, I've not checked, to be honest with you, because I don't want to look at the text, because that might give me the quiz answers.
Oh, yeah. Could you know what? Let's just move on with it, shall we?
Mm.
Yeah?
I'm going to stretch.
You want to stretch there, Dave? Mm. Right. Well, let's do Ramble. It's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say... Right, 7 minutes past nine, let's do the answers to Rob DJ's Million Night Pub Quiz. Dominic, are you there?
I am here.
Brilliant. Okay. Chappers?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Alad?
Yep.
Dave?
Yep.
Carrie?
Yep.
Rachel?
Yep.
This will be interesting.
Yep.
Rich?
Yep.
Mickey?
Yep.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Right, okay, good.
It's like a register.
Chris? Yes.
Here.
Right.
So what we're going to do, Rachel's going to go just do a few names because there's too many of us, and then she's going to ask if anybody got it wrong, and then she'll come to you if you got it wrong.
Okay.
Okay, question number one. Which English monarch awarded the first Victoria Cross? Dominic.
Queen Victoria, I think.
Danny.
Yeah, that's what I've got here. That's what it says on the board there.
Chris.
I put Queen Victoria 2.
Did anybody put anything different?
Yeah,
there wasn't a Queen Victoria 2.
Oh, just a chapter.
There was a boat.
I put George the 5th.
Dave.
George the 5th.
Well, you're stupid because it was Queen Victoria.
Yay!
Trying to be too clever there, David.
Shut up.
You currently have none out of one. We all have a 100% record.
How come they both got the same wrong answer, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, next question.
What kind of nuts are thrown instead of confetti at a traditional Italian wedding? Dave.
Pistachio nuts.
Look at that smug he looks there.
No, I only said it because it's the only nut I can think of that sounds Italian.
I've gone for almonds.
I've gone for almonds as well.
Oh. I've gone for monkey nuts.
I've gone for monkey.
Yeah. Well, the answer is almonds.
Yay! Yay! Woo! Oh, rubbish. Dave, you've kind of got none.
I know.
Yeah, Mickey put coconuts.
That'd be fun, though, wouldn't it?
Okay. Two out of two.
If I'd realised it were going to be that kind of wedding.
Alan put honey nut loops.
Dominic, what did you put?
I put almonds too.
Well done.
Yay. Can you turn Rachel's mic up a little bit? She's a little bit quiet. Can you
put it right near your mouth. It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can
question
find it.
Question number three.
Okay.
Shut up, Dave. Name the artist who had a hit with A Little Less Conversation in 2002. Mickey.
Elvis.
Ooh. Full name, sorry.
Oh. Elvis Aaron Presley.
Aled.
Elvis versus JXL.
Oh.
Christopher.
Elvis versus Junkie XL.
The answer I have on the sheet is Elvis versus JXL.
Well, yeah,
you can have
point.
That point.
You get
you've got Elvis
point.
Featuring someone. You can have half a point if you put Elvis.
Can you have it the other way around,
no,
Rach?
No. You said the full answer.
Yeah, you did.
All right, then. I'll take it back.
Brilliant.
Oh, come on.
What kind of ref are you?
A harsh one. Shut up, otherwise you'll be chucked out. Question number four. What normal items of clothing did Einstein claim he never wore? Dave.
Underpants.
Carrie.
Socks.
Chappers.
Underpants.
Anybody put anything different?
I put trousers. Socks.
I put hairnet.
What did you say, Alan?
Trousers.
The correct answer was socks.
Yay! Woo! And did you get that right, Dominic?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, you're doing well.
I'm good. Three.
You could be totally lying, though.
I'm not.
Right, okay. Question number five.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Yeah.
Which is furthest, north, the Orkneys, the Shetlands, or the Hebrides? Dominic.
I think it's the Hebrides, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Danny?
I had Hebrides here. Given that there's outer Hebrides, isn't there? You've got
exactly.
They're going to be out.
Yeah.
Chris?
I put the Orkneys.
Did anybody else put anything different?
I think it's the Orkneys.
I've gone Orkneys.
The correct answer is Shetland.
Oh,
rubbish.
That's a fix.
All right, then. Anybody get 5 out of 5?
Yes, me and Dave. Right, quiz
no.
over.
No. 5 out of 5.
Did you give me the point for JXL versus Elvis?
No,
that's what I had as well.
So anybody get 4? 3?
Yes.
Aled, Carrie and Dom.
Yep.
Rubbish.
2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris, Dave, what did you get then?
Nought.
Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, my God!
Wow, thicko! Well, we
doesn't bother him.
Give me JXL versus Elvis and I'll have one.
Elvis versus JXL. And that was only the radio version because they didn't want to say the word junkie.
Yeah, interesting.
Eating away at your lead,
you know that,
Dave.
You
yeah, Dave. You
just said it
do a bad show this week.
It was a stupid quiz anyway.
Right, we're going to wrap it up now. Thank you very much, Rachel and Rob DJ for the pub quiz. Very nice. Right, so... all right, we'll plug the TV show tonight. We've done that. We have one more Embrace track to play, which we'll do in a couple of records' time, right?
Good.
All right. Are you ready, Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me 5 seconds to work out what you're going to say.
I know what I'm saying.
Okay, right. Here we go. You ready? Go! Rachel!
So for those who normally play the pub quiz, the scores are interesting now. Carrie, Chris and Dom are all tied in second place with 24 points.
Yeah.
But Dave, even though you didn't score anything, you're still on 26
eat my
in
dust.
First place.
You're all right, thanks.
And coming up later, we're talking to Adrian Charles.
Oh, there you go.
From the BBC
Is
Sport.
That from Working
Thank
Lunch?
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
That's Black Grape again.
Hang on a second. Oh, rubbish.
Sounds good the second time.
Hang on. Just bear with me.
Okay.
Just bear with me till I stick it in.
Are you in yet?
Who laughed?
Someone back here behind me.
Well, there you go.
Carry on filming.
Heard that before.
Yeah. 9:13, this is Pink. Chappers loves that song, don't you, Chappers?
I do as well. Yes.
It's Fratelli's and Henrietta, and it's out this week. And while you go to buy a copy of that, why not buy a copy of the official England song? Because if it sells 40,000 copies, Danny has to buy me an actual Mini Cooper
car that you can drive, not a
model. So there you go.
He's rumbled you down.
We also need, if there's anybody, anyone listening who's bored at home this afternoon or tonight, if you fancy mixing a copy of that with the Bugsy Malone track, we reckon it'd sound bob on.
Oh, yeah, like a mashup.
Yeah, but we can't be bothered to do it. So if anyone else wants to do it and email it to us, MP3 it to us, that'd be great. Thanks. Chris.Moyles@bbc.co.uk. Cheers.
Are we contracting out work?
Yeah.
Is that legal to remix stuff like that?
Home taping's killing music.
Anyway, it's 9:21. it's not. You know, both acts will get PRS. It's
right,
fine.
Okay.
Right.
They'll be arguing though. What?
I don't think so. I don't think Bugsy Malone is a real person.
That Chachi off. Is that Jodie Foster?
Chachi off Happy Days.
Yeah, isn't that Bugsy Malone?
I don't know.
You got that right.
That's anyway, like Joe Wilde is on at 10 o'clock this morning. Joe has a special celebrity surprise guest today.
Ooh.
Ooh, I wonder who that could be.
Who could it be?
Well, we know.
I don't.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Oh, I can't tell you.
No, I suppose, surprise.
All right. Okay.
Do you know, should I tell you who it is?
No,
it's
don't.
Jeffrey from Rainbow. It's not really.
It's Bungle.
It's Bungle Bobs. Hello, everybody.
Is that a slight clue, though?
He swears a lot.
No.
He does.
Okay, good. Have you been taking your random pills again this morning, Rich?
You said Bungle. He swears a lot, doesn't he?
No, not on kids' telly, no.
Well, you know,
oh, I've seen
behind
it.
The scenes.
This show
takes
doesn't...
takes his helmet off.
This show hates bad language.
Mr. the Clown is really grumpy when he takes his helmet off.
He doesn't wear a helmet.
He does.
You're confusing Bungle with that of a soldier. He won't fancy fighting Bungle in the army, would you?
No way.
Imagine him coming towards you. He'd run a mile. Recipient George, either side. We're going to get you.
It does look pretty hard, Bungle, to be honest.
Yeah. Right, you're all on random.
Should we get back on track?
Got staring eyes.
Brace, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we have some text messages that came in earlier. I saw Embrace at Thetford Forest on Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, man.
They were absolutely superb. Please send my regards to Danny and the boys, says Kev.
Thank you very much, Kev.
Please send my regards to Danny and the boys, Chris. I saw Embrace Bedsbury Forest on Sunday night.
Yeah.
They were amazing, says Jane in Maidstone.
Oh, very nice. Thanks, Mum.
What the hell is a mojito? That's many of them coming in. So Embrace on Sunday. Could have sworn it was Longman on stage in disguise. Pam also said, bloody brilliant show. So there you go. And when's your next gig, Friday night?
Yeah, we're doing another Forest. I've got no idea where it is.
Do you want me to tell you?
It's in Gloucester.
You are at Friday. What date's Friday? The 16th. You're at Tetbury Forest in Gloucestershire.
Cool, that's a secret gig, Dave.
Oh, sorry. Shh. At the Western Bird Arboretum.
Been there.
Have you?
Nice.
Well, there you go. Why are you doing forest gigs?
Well, we just wanted to do something different, you know. That's
we like climbing trees.
Yeah. It brings out the six-year-old in us.
Right. You get to play to squirrels and stuff.
Yeah. It's all sort of like, what's that? Nightmare at Christmas. It's kind of got that Tim Burton vibe to it.
Sunday the 25th of June, the North Yorkshire Moors.
Yeah, werewolves.
Be very careful.
Yeah, stick to the road, lad. you can have a cup of tea if you like. We don't do coffee.
That's
enough.
Yesterday, the boys turned up and we recorded some songs in the afternoon. We sat out in our back garden here in Germany and just literally rolled a tape and messed around. The next track is a cover version by Embrace with a football theme. And it also features my good self. See if you can hear me on the track. You've got to listen really closely. And also the rest of the Chris Moore Show team doing backing vocals.
It's like the Chris Moore Show choir.
Yeah, it's nice. You ready to hear this?
Yeah.
All right, this is yesterday, a bit of jamming in the back garden here in Germany. This is Embrace. There you go. And there's a few lagers kicking in at that point, which is why the clapping sounded slightly slurred.
It's more like cricket or tennis clapping, isn't it? It's not football.
It's mild applause.
Yeah,
wasn't
well
it?
Done.
It's a bit polite.
Well
done. Hey, Gillum!
Good rap, though.
Yeah, I thought so.
Strangely louder than everything else.
Yeah,
well.
Funny that.
Pardon? purely.
Did you mix it? Are you doing your own mix?
A bit more of me there.
A bit less of me.
You got to hold again. But it's really hard to do it without trying to mimic the original John Barnes.
Yeah, I thought you brought something in yourself to that there.
I tried to do it at the right time.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. But I like that. That's good. Would you be releasing that as part of a CD single multi-pack?
I dare say.
Probably
dare say? Chris Miles highlights.
You put it on your podcast CD thing that you do.
We can't put it on the podcast because we're not allowed to put any music on.
Oh, you sound bitter.
No, it's just a technical nightmare.
Still sound bitter.
Well, I am bitter. Because they use all our jingles and don't pay us any money for them. Anyway.
That's another story.
Don't get me started.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in, Embrace Boys.
Our pleasure, man.
Thank you for having us.
Hopefully we'll see you at one of the England games when the FA sort you out. The FA, by the way, have half an hour to ring your people to sort out your ticket situation. The FA have given... Embrace, who have recorded the official England song, the FA have given them 4 tickets to one of the England games. There are 5 people in the band.
We're grateful for 4. You know.
Yeah, but you'd be even more grateful for 5.
I'm grateful for 4 to next game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
a couple to the final.
We've got...
we can fight over them.
We've got some tickets, spare tickets for the Paraguay game, if you're interested.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Paraguay versus who, though?
England.
All right. Have you got any spare aeroplane tickets as well? Because they're really expensive.
And a floor to crash
I'm not
on.
A shop! This is not some weird corner shop. Anyway, so also go and buy the Embrace single, World at Your Feet. It's the official England song. Even if you're Scottish, Northern Irish, Welsh, doesn't really matter where you're from, Republic, maybe American, maybe a Canadian. Do downloads count as well?
Yes, they do.
So if you live outside of the UK, you could download it from one of the many download sites. If it sells 40,000 copies, Danny McNamara's going to buy me a Mini Cooper.
Convertible.
Convertible.
I never said convertible.
If it sells 80,000, can I have like a bigger car?
No.
Can I have like a Galaxy or something?
No.
All right.
You can have a Galaxy, like chocolate bar.
If you sell over 100,000, can I have a limo?
No.
Stretch Hummer?
I'm not making any more
Stretch
promises.
Hummer. Okay, right then. Anyway, thank you to Embrace for coming in. Adrian Childs from Working Lunch joins us on the phone later. I know is he live in Berlin?
Yes.
No, there you go. What do we play next? Fancy bit of Kooks, everybody. Should we play that? We'll play a bit of Basement Jacks as well. Let's get some news of sports. 9:32.
Another row over jail terms for paedophiles.
Sorry.
Have you done it again?
Sorry. No, because you've moved microphones. You were on yellow, now you're blue.
Sorry.
Sorry, Dominic.
That's all right.
Start again.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Okay, let's do it again. Blah, 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 Basement Jacks, blah, 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 the Kooks, blah, 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 Radio 1 Germany, News and Sports 9:32.
Another row over jail terms for Peter... And one last story, Danny from Embrace has promised to buy Chris Moyles a Mini Cooper convertible if 40,000 copies of World at Your Feet are sold this week.
Yeah.
In a statement, Danny said, yes, I will buy Chris a car. That's right, yes, I will. And the weather is going to be wet this morning for most places, some thundery showers for the southeast of the UK and very windy in the north of Scotland.
Beep, beep, new and improved, one road travel with the fabulous Dominic.
It's the first time ever we've had a wannabe criminal psychologist on One Road Travel.
Hi, I'm Laura Mitchell.
That's what she is. Laura lives on a road called Armand Green, which is in Edinburgh. She says it's very nice where she lives, but the road is a bit quiet at the moment. Laura once saw Vanessa Feltz eating a beef sandwich at a hotel, and as she's Scottish, she'd very much like Brazil to win the World Cup.
And it's goodbye from me.
More tomorrow.
Beep, beep, new and improved, One Road Travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
It's 9:36 now.
I know many people are enjoying Alan's guide to the nations of the World Cup. In case you've missed it, we're going to replay today's because it's very, not only informative, but also entertaining.
Infotainment.
Entertainment.
Mm. That's what it will be, actually, yeah. So in case you missed it from earlier, let's do Alan's guides.
Now it's time for Alan's guide to the World Cup nations. Today...
Croatia. Croatia is a country in Europe and used to be part of Yugoslavia, although I'm not entirely sure of the exact history, so I'll leave all that stuff to the boffins. What I do know is that they have a very colourful and pretty flag, consisting of lots of reds and white squares and different colour stripes. It's actually one of my favourite flags out of all the countries in the tournament, and for that reason, I hope they do well. The official language of Croatia is Croatian, and it's widely spoken throughout the country. The people tend to have strange, unpronounceable names consisting of lots of Zs and Vs and stuff, which is no good for me, because I haven't got a clue. But I'd imagine the Croatians must score well at Scrabble. Their most famous footballer of all time is probably Goran Ivanisevic. He's something of a national hero over there, and probably doesn't have to pay for drinks or meals or anything. And he'll no doubt be cheering on his boys, as will most of the population when they play in the World Cup. I'd say that Croatia are something of a big dark horse, a bit like Black Beauty, and so it's difficult to say how they'll do in the tournament. I guess, like the rest of the world, we'll just have to wait and see. Good luck anyway, fellas. You'll need it. And I'll be back tomorrow when I continue my guide to the World Cup Nations.
Now you know.
Just listen to the sound of Danny McNamara laughing there, so that's hilarious.
I was tittering.
Comedy item. Alan's like this point and going, they're not laughing, they're not laughing. Yeah. So, Embrace, obviously, the World Cup song, which is available now for everyone to buy in the shops or download from a legal download service. 40,000 copies equals Mini Cooper. But have you heard our World Cup song?
No.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
I'd love to, yeah.
Check it!
2, 3, 4. World Cup songs are a load of poo. So we've gone and written one too. We're singing hard and feeling proud. Let's mix in the sound of a football crowd. Whether you're English, Scottish or Welsh, Northern Irish or something else, the World Cup's here, so scream and cheer and drink a lot of beer. This is the Christmas World Cup song. This is the Christmas World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Christmas World Cup. Oh no, there's a second verse. You thought this song couldn't get worse. Barmy army, blah blah blah. Stick a big flag in your car. This is a pointless World Cup song. 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 Whether you're English, Scottish or Welsh, Northern Irish or something else, the World Cup's here, so scream and cheer and drink a lot of beer. Christmas World Cup song. Everybody sing along to the Christmas World Cup song.
Hey,
this is a pointless World Cup song. Can it really be this long? This is a pointless World Cup song. Diddly 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 bong. This is a Christmas World Cup song.
Yeah.
This is a Christmas World Cup.
Come on, Dave.
Everybody sing along to the Christmas World Cup song.
Okay, let's go to our panel. What do you think?
Rubbish.
I think it's ace.
Yeah!
I think it's rubbish.
Do you really think it's rubbish,
Danny? I like the biddly biddly bum bit.
Do you honestly think it's rubbish? In that case, people should go out and buy yours instead, shouldn't they?
Who sang it?
Hey?
Who sang it?
At the Chris Moore's World Cup song band.
Choir.
We do have our own band.
Yeah.
Cool. Drum set.
We bloody should be banned with that anyway. Thank you very much. Right, Adrian Childs, you probably know him better from BBC Two's Working Lunch. Sadly, he doesn't do that as much these days. But apparently, he does something on 5 Live and occasionally does Sport the
Telly. And Match of the Day, too. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk to him in a few seconds.
Happy Tuesday morning to you from our chalet in the forest. And all our German friends as well, like Roman, Hans and Doris. Embrace are here to sing for you, they're live, not on the phone. They've come out here to see us, but they'll never find their way home.
It's true, they're staying forever.
The Chris Moyle Show. Embrace are stuck in Germany. International Radio 1.
Oh my gosh! As if we haven't plugged Embrace enough this morning, apparently details of their next big tour go on their website on Friday.
Do they?
Yeah. And also, so check out their website, which is what I take it, www.embrace.co.uk.
Yeah. My little brother does it, so he'll be made up.
Does he?
Plug, yeah.
Jay, yeah. You know, I've always found that website thoroughly enjoyable to surf.
It's really nicely organised and arranged.
Yeah. And also, Danny, before we move on, Danny, the lead singer of Embrace and the man who writes all the songs, he writes the words and the music, and Rich does nothing.
Still get paid, though.
There's no disputing it, though, was it?
Danny would like to remind everybody about Embrace's Guinness World record breaking fact.
Eclipsing the 39-5 jump of Shirkin' Stevens' You Drive Me Crazy in 1982 to become the biggest climber in top 40 history. Embrace's World at Your Feet leaps from 38 to number 3 this week.
There you go.
Record breaking.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a new entry.
Yeah, Doris McSquirter.
And if it sells 40,000 copies, Dan, he has to buy me a car. Right, it's 10 to 10. Jo Wiley's here at 10 o'clock this morning. She has a very special surprise, famous person on the show. I don't want to give too much away, but I can reveal it's somebody that will make Jo very excited, and she's always a little bit, you know,
girly and giddy around them.
Yeah. So it narrows it down to about 400 men, obviously. Meanwhile, let's talk a bit of football while we're out here in Germany and speak to the wonderful and the brilliant working lunch man, Adrian Childs.
Hey, mate.
Morning, Adrian.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm just in paradise, to be honest. This is just fantastic. For a month, I've got nothing to do but sort of watch football, hang around with sort of decent people, you know, do a bit of work, you know, talk about football, broadcast about football, think about football. It's just, it doesn't get any better than this.
Can I just say, Adrian, already you sound way more enthusiastic than Friday's guest, Gary Lineker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he's getting blasé with this whole fabulous lifestyle business.
Oh, I'm not so sure. I saw him the other day and I just looked him in the eye and said, he doesn't get any better than this. And he went, nah. He's just a bit more understated than me. Also, I've never been to one before. You know, I've only ever been to one World Cup game before. I've never worked on one. It's just, I just want it to last forever. You know, I miss my wife and family and everything, don't you?
But this is your job, though, Adrian. You know, you've got to watch all these games.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I just, mind you, I'm not brave enough to actually comment on the games. Because you're sitting around and, like, there's Alan Shearer sitting on one side, Martin O'Neill, you know, Leonardo's there. You know, I'm a bit frightened to have a view at times because I just don't know. I know about 1% of what they know about. You know, they've been there and done it. I'm in this exalted company. But Martin O'Neill I've never met before. Everyone I know who knows him had given him such a great write-up. Expectations were high. And he's met everyone. I just think he must be the most wonderful human being on the planet. You know, Martin O'Neill's my man, definitely.
You do sound like a kid in a sweet shop. That's
absolutely exactly what it is. And as ever, it's only going to be the football that ruins it because, you know, if and when England go out. I also support Croatia because my mum's from Croatia.
Yeah.
I mean, some people would say it's good to have two teams, but in fact it's bad because it just means twice the misery if you see things as I see them. So anyway, that process will begin today when Croatia get tonked against Brazil, but I'm going to that game.
I was going to say, tough one for them tonight.
Yes, you could say that. I was talking to the, I don't know whether you've seen Leonardo on the telly.
Yeah, we saw him yesterday, actually.
He's the most devastatingly beautiful man you have ever seen all your life. He speaks six languages. He's doing his punditry in fluent Latin.
Well, Carrie, who does our sport here, was watching him yesterday and was swooning all over our lounge.
Yeah. I just went past the bar just round the corner from the hotel last night, and Leonardo had just left. There were six of the women I work with had just been having a drink, and Leonardo was sitting with them. Then he went back to the hotel, and then I showed up and sat down with them and said, "We're not being funny, but it's not quite Leonardo, Adrian. You don't have quite the same impact."
I think you've been a bit harsh on yourself.
I don't think I am at all, actually, because look, the blokes are in love with him as much as the women. You know, it's just we can't take our eyes off the man. He's just beautiful. But I said to Leonardo the other day, I said, "Croatia have got this lad, Suna, who's a hell of a player." I said, "Down the right," and I said, "So who've you got on the left? Who can deal with him?" And he went, "Well, we have got Roberto Carlos." I went, "Ah, yeah." So I can't see Croatia getting a result tonight, but be some occasion, because there's hundreds of thousands of Croats that live in Berlin, and so there's going to be plenty of support there for both sides.
Now, are you working at the game tonight?
Yeah. I'm up on the television gantry with Gordon Strachan. Again, it doesn't get any better than that. What can I say? We're not presenting the program from there. We're just kind of soaking up the atmosphere, doing what we call colour pieces in television.
Very
you know those things.
BBC One tonight, 7:30, in high definition.
We're
lucky enough to have a high def TV. Yeah. Can I just say, Adrian?
Go on.
Okay, first of all, give me a prediction, a score prediction, if you will.
I think you've got to say it's going to be 2-0 to Brazil. I can't see, you know, unless they had a late night last night or, you know, get stuck in traffic on the way to the ground or something. I can't see Croatia getting anything out of it tonight.
I think it's 2-1 to Croatia.
I think the Aussies are going to go through. It'd be just typical, wouldn't it? And we finally, after 400 years, we beat them in the cricket, and then they end up doing better than us in the World Cup. That's what I'm fearful of that, fearful.
You're so confident.
Yeah, I'm a West Brom supporter. I'm built negatively. This is what it does to you.
Can I just say, I love working lunch.
I love you, Chris. And also, I said hello to you in Television Centre the other day, and it wasn't you. There was a bloke who works on news who looks just like you, and he went, I'm not him, mate. It happens all the time. I'm just not him. You've got to get him on your show.
Oh, is that George Clooney? Yeah. No, it's not. It happens a lot, Adrian, yeah. I was in Brad Pitt, works for the
one
Counts.
One of those.
Yeah. I used to sit and watch Working Lunch. I've got to be honest, I've no idea what you guys are talking about, but I really enjoy it. It's like watching The West Wing. I don't understand what's going on, but I just really enjoy the show.
All right, well, that's great. Thanks very much.
Your mother, welcome.
We don't really know what we're on about either, actually, but we'd have a lot of fun. That's the main thing. That's what we do this for.
And you're also a Sony Radio Award winner.
Yeah, that's going back a bit now. Yes, yeah. Well, my wife, Jane Garvey, has won 6 of the flipping things. I've won 1, so my trophy cabinet is very bare compared to hers.
But that's because she's better on the radio than you are.
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility there. That's certainly what she thinks. But
listen, you've got to enjoy the game tonight. I know you will. Do you know what? I think it's really good that you're just so giddy and excited by the whole thing, because it is brilliant. And enjoy the match tonight. Well, I'll be watching you, and just have a great time while you're here.
All right, if you're in Berlin, you give us a shout, Chris.
Love to. Adrian Charles, ladies and gentlemen. What a lovely man.
Thank you very much.
The lovely classical music in the background. Right, so Joe is a surprise guest. Does anybody want to hazard a guess at who Joe's guest is?
I have no idea who it is.
Have a guess.
Is it somebody from the world of music?
Not giving you any clues. Just give me a guess.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, right, that's one guess.
Bono.
Bono, that's another guess. Any more? The Pope. Bingo! Joe Wiley and the Pope this morning from 10 o'clock on Radio 1. The Pope is announcing details of his brand new UK tour where he's playing several race courses.
You saw him on
races.
Tour, didn't you, when you were a kid?
I saw him at York Races.
Is it one of them greenhouses on the top of a car?
No, it's the Pope Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
And it's bulletproof glass.
He's got the best hat, hasn't he?
The cardigan. One of those.
Anyway, thank you to Embrace. Thank you to everybody for being on the show today. Last song from us today is this. France versus Switzerland tonight. South Korea versus Togo. I love saying that.
That's my team in the World Cup sweepy, by the way, Togo. I'm supporting them.
And Brazil versus Croatia with Adrian Charles. Watch that BBC One in high def if you've got it. 7:30 tonight, BBC One. Are they all on BBC One today? I know the South Korea-Togo game.
Yeah.
Anyway, just enjoy whatever you do.
It's all good.
And don't forget, Embrace on the telly tonight, Channel 4, about 3 hours after midnight. Right, have a great day. Joe Wiley is next. She's got a surprise guest. Who could it be? Is it the Pope? Is it Bono? Is it Jeffrey from Rainbow? Find out with Joe. She's next. Back tomorrow. Have a great day. Blah, blah, blah. Bye. We'll be right back.